We'll head to New South Wales for the latest on the virus there in a moment, but this debate about the strategy to tackle COVID, suppression versus elimination, it's been chewed over a lot this week. But does the label really matter when what the experts say we need is significant and long-term changes in public behaviour as we face this virulent pathogen? I spoke earlier to Bill Botell, who helped shape Australia's public health response to HIV/AIDS in the 80s. He's now an adjunct professor at the University of New South Wales.
In the middle of March, the Australian New Zealand countries took on two different approaches. In New Zealand, when they went into lockdown, they said the strategic outcome would be to eliminate the virus spike of community transmission in New Zealand. Then the outlying states in Australia, WA, Queensland, Tasmania, so on, they actually fell into the same sort of strategic outcome. I don't think they quite meant to, but they also eliminated community transmission of the virus.
Because they shut their borders and that sort of thing.
Because they shut their borders and they stopped the virus coming in, and where it had got in, they clobbered it. New South Wales, Victoria, the federal government took a different approach. It was slow, not with a strategic goal of getting rid of community transmission of the virus as their objective. It was went a long way, but obviously not far enough. Now, here we are in July, we've all gone through the travail and the inconvenience and the really tough times of the lockdowns. But in New Zealand, the outlying states, community transmission of the virus has been eradicated. New South Wales and Victoria, we never got to that point. We got very close to it, but it's going the wrong way now. So whatever the plan was in New South Wales and Victoria, I think it's fair to say it's had a very poor outcome. It's not working as planned.
So are you saying elimination is really the only option because that has huge economic consequences, and this is, we keep hearing, a balance. It has to be a balance between the health outcomes and keeping the economy alive because people still need to put bread on the table?
Well, of course they do, and but I think it's a false dichotomy, a false choice. I think people went into the first lockdown pretty much expecting that they would get rid of the virus as they had in New Zealand. Now, in Melbourne, I think people came out rather too haphazardly. They thought that the thing was in the rearview mirror. Social distancing went out the window. There was no coordinated, coherent advice about using masks to stop transmission as people went out and around. So in New South Wales and Victoria, it's completely obvious, people dropped their guard. The advisors didn't do things like masks, and this is the consequence. Now, to go back into lockdown in Victoria, of course, has tremendously detrimental economic effects. If we were to come out of lockdown in 4 or 5 weeks in Victoria, still not having eliminated community transmission of the virus in Victoria, who's to say that 3 months after you don't go into number three? Well, nothing could be more detrimental or damaging to confidence, to jobs, to the mental health of people. And of course, we have to remember that 300 people in one day have been diagnosed with COVID. If 10% roughly of them go to a hospital, they're in a lot of trouble and they have to be looked after. And we do not want our future to look like, for example, Florida. We want to look at like Auckland.
We are a long way from Florida, though, aren't we? Yeah. The numbers are small. Our hospitals have been bolstered significantly since the beginning of the year, in anticipation that, you know, there, as some of these state leaders have told us time and again, there will be more spikes. Isn't suppression in reality what you're always going to be living with? Because there's always going to be some virus coming from somewhere, as Victoria discovered.
Well, I'd like people to say, when they say spikes, I'd like them to say, what do they plan on the advice they must have been given to be an acceptable number of daily cases in New South Wales and Victoria before they do something different than what they're doing? Is it 100? Is it 1,000? Whatever. We know that physical distancing and masks work really well to impede the transmission of the virus, and we have right in front of our eyes in New Zealand and the outlying states of Australia, the example of how they could work effectively and really stop community transmission of the virus. So it's not impossible to do. The question is, why do we not want to do it?
Do you think the messaging is getting out there? I mean, obviously some people, as we see from Victoria, with police slapping fines on people, some people are not abiding by the lockdowns. But do you think generally the messaging has been good? Australians do seem to have changed their behaviour, don't they?
No, well, if the messaging had been really good, we wouldn't be seeing the increase in cases that we're seeing. So I think we should have the humility and the honesty to say that the messaging has not been as good as it should have been. It's not been visual and imaginative. It's not brought about an awareness in people of the need to change behaviours and, most importantly, to sustain behaviours. This is about preventing. I mean, why should we wait until we have triple-digit caseloads in a day in New South Wales before we say, oh, masks would be a good idea? We have to do much better than we have been doing in terms of communication.
Bill Botell, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Linda.
Bill Botell is an adjunct professor at the University of New South Wales.